Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. How do I deal with self-doubt? Because everybody's got it. And at some point, as conscious, mature people and people who want to succeed at the next level, we got to deal with it. And once and for all, we have to understand it and beat it on a recurring basis. Self-doubt is okay if it's a motivator for you to gather strength, to pay more attention. And we've got to realize in no place greater in our lives can we measure doubt than in the places where we are not moving forward on a consistent basis towards things that we want. If you're not saying and speaking and sharing how you feel in life, you're avoiding the difficulty that could come up from that because you doubt yourself. If you are not telling other people what you want, what you desire, what you need in life, you're avoiding that conversation because you doubt yourself. You're not taking the action, speaking, sharing, telling, asking. You're living in avoidance. And so many people live in avoidance because in the short term, avoidance is very comfortable. You don't have to deal with anything when you're in avoidance. So measure your life. Is there anything that you've really wanted in life, but you don't have yet, or you're not significantly moving swiftly towards? Or what am I planning for? Because planning is not action at some point. Planning is paralysis at some point without real action. So we really have to think about, is there something that I've been doubting of myself that is not allowing me to progress? And we got to deal with that. So that's the ultimate how, right? How do we deal with self-doubt? How do we move from here to there? Well, first we need to know where this is coming from. And there's really only three major areas that this and this is coming from. The first one is straight up psychological conditioning, behavioral mental conditioning, right? That's it. Lots of people, they grew up around doubters and worriers. Maybe you had a parent or a caregiver who's always worried. Don't do that. Be careful. Be careful. Don't do that. Stop. You know, maybe you're not ready for this, or that's not you. And they were constantly just perpetuating worry in your ear. So you've heard it so many times, worry, 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 doubt, 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 concern, 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 stop, 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 that your mind is just on a rhythm. That's the pattern. The automatic first impulse is to stop, not go. The automatic impulse is to shut up, not speak up. The automatic impulse is to sort of shrink instead of demonstrate strength. And so we have to be aware of that.
maybe your conditioning from other people has implanted those thoughts. But let's not just blame other people. The reality is your behavior is also a conditioning. No matter what anyone else said, if you chose weakness yesterday, you're likely to choose it tomorrow. It's conditioned. If you choose courage and strength today, you're more likely to amplify and have courage and strength tomorrow. Your behavioral pattern as an adult has much more to do than what your childlike acquisition of thinking gave you. So what if someone bullied you in 12th grade, in 6th grade, or 4th grade? As a 40-year-old person, that is no longer an excuse. We like to make it one in our society because it's so understanding. But there's a difference between understanding and excuse, right? Let's say something happens at 10 years old. Is it important at 10 years old? Yes. Did it really happen? Yes. Was it significant, hurtful, traumatic? Yes. At 40, can we blame the thing at 10 anymore? The answer, for any adult who's conscious, no, we cannot. Could that have been a pivotal place? Yes. Could that have made a major impact? Yes. Could that have set you on a bad path for a while? Yes. But you cannot say for 30 years that one moment in time caused you. No. 30 years, there was a conditioned pattern that you kept running over and over and over again. And if it was not leading to healthy, successful outcomes in life, it was on you. It is your accountability to say, you know what? I didn't deal with that. I'd better do it now. And if you need, get therapy, get support, get counseling. If you've studied any of my work, I never minimize that moment, ever. That struggle, that hardship, that challenge, it was real. It was difficult. It was frustrating. It was disappointing. It was hurtful. And it was traumatic. Lots of people had tremendous turmoil in their youth. But as Marty Seligman told the American Psychological Association, as president of the American Psychological Association, he says, we have almost no data at all that can support the reality that our childhood difficulties or traumas justify bad adult behavior. We just can't, because too many people have amazing adult behavior. Most of us just have lack of good discipline, good mental awareness, good positive habits in the moment today, and we can't blame yesterday. Therapy is a good thing if you need it. Get counseling. If you're struggling with a recurring thought, challenge, behavior that just constantly leads to disease or bad habits or wrecked lives, relationships, and careers, please frigging get help. Deal with it. Over and over and over again, we have millions of stories of people who went through horrible things and came out on the other side okay because they decided to get help there or just deal with it, or they said, no more, I don't want to be like that. And they had a different vision for who they were. And they operated from that vision, not that history. And that's what changed their life. Second element of doubt. Well, a lot of people have doubt because they're projections of consequence, right? Consequence. They're using consequence as a negative tool to support avoidance. Let me say that again. When people struggle with progress or with a lot of doubt in their life, they're using consequence as a tool, as a negative tool to support avoidance. They're saying, well, if I do that, all these negative things happen. If you've read my work before, like The Charge, you know how we talk about fear often is that it's really often a what-if statement followed by a negative statement. What if this negative thing happens? What if I fail? What if they don't like me? What if I'm lonely? What if this makes me feel uncomfortable? What if this is too hard for me? What if I try all this and it turns out horribly? That's a what-if statement followed by a negative statement And that's how they're projecting the consequence for themselves. But a consequence can be an incredibly positive tool for us. We can say, oh, not only can we flip it and say, what if it turns out positive? What if I do well? What if I gain, not lose? What if they like me? What if I suddenly change and I achieve everything I wanted? We can use that as a consequence as well to avoid and to get rid of doubt. But listen to this one. We can also use consequence as a negative motivator against doubt, not for avoidance, but against it. As in this ultimate question in coaching, what happens if you continue to do nothing in your life? What happens if you continue to stay the course in this career and not ask for what you want and not do the projects you want, not ask for the raise? What if you stay in this relationship and you never got vulnerable? What if you stay in this relationship and you never truly shared what you needed? What if you leave that relationship only to find out that you never really even asked them what they wanted, what they needed? That when we consider a consequence that is negative, it can help us overcome doubt, because if we look and envision a bad future, that can get us to act. And if we act over and over and over again, that is how we start defeating this doubt. It is through our own faith and action that we defeat doubt once and for all. Doesn't mean it won't come up. But now, you know, the first time you fight doubt, it's kind of like, it feels like, you know, you just, there's a big bag that you're fighting. You know, a big bag in the gym. And you're just punching and you're punching and you're punching. And that bag is not moving. But the more you deal with doubt, the more that bag becomes small, because you're focusing more on your strength. And now you're at the speed bag over and over and over. It's easy. It's minimized. It's small. You got it. You can do it well. You can look over here. You can talk. Okay. Hey, what's going on with you? Yeah, really? This thing's going, hey, man, what's going on with you? How's the kids? Really? Oh, here we go. Nothing. You dealt with it. Because if you act, doubt becomes minimized. And over time, you're conditioned to act, because you prefer favorable consequences and you've learned to defeat doubt. Last idea, the biggest one, the one that people forget all the time, and that is conscious choice. It's not happening to you. You didn't walk out the door and poof, the doubt piano fell on your friggin' head. You're choosing it. In this moment right now, you're choosing to doubt who you are, the divinity in your heart, the spirit and the soul that has survived to be here. Is doubt really the best decision for you right now? Yes or no? Because we don't think of doubt as a choice, as a decision. We think, oh, it happens to me, or oh, it happens to me because I look at the... No. You're choosing it. So be aware, the next time you're choosing doubt, go, oh, wait, I'm choosing doubt. Why am I choosing doubt right now? How is that going to serve me? And that's how life progresses. We can choose to avoid, or we can choose to take action. It's your choice. It's your decision. Being here, I hope now you'll be more conscious of that choice. If you hear doubt coming up, address it. Talk to it, look at it, question it, and say, what would choosing doubt do for me in this moment? And you almost always find it will do nothing. It will put you in the pit of avoidance, silence, and misery. But address it and say, doubt shall not win today. I have faith. I can see something better for myself. I'm going to take that action, even if it's uncomfortable. Do that enough over and over and over and over again, and suddenly, you got that speed bag, you got something under control, and you got acceleration in your life. All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it?
If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.